Let us start with a prayer. Christ before us, Christ behind us, Christ beside us, Christ within us. O Christ, be in this place. Amen. As I've said so many times before, I've grown quite close to this book, the author and the audacious mindfulness that God is beside us and within us in all things. And I just want to say one word about blessing before we continue to talk about blessing. Blessing is not to be interchanged with lucky. Celtic Christians perceive God's creation as a holy gift. So blessing can be understood as the very stuff of life, not something necessarily favored, good, special, or extraordinary, but all of life as a gift. For me, this means acknowledgement and gratitude. So God is in everything. Everything. And this is reaffirmed for us in, reaffirmed for us in the psalm text. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying and are acquainted with all my ways. And I would add, or we could add, and you love us anyway. Today, we will celebrate God's presence in all things. We did such a great job with that joyful noise and all of you shouting things that God is in. This line of thinking really changed my life. I actually, I've always been a perky person, but in my travels, I wasn't always as mindful and easy to give God thanks. And so before this, I was a Pampered Chef consultant, and I was a Pampered Chef consultant for almost 10 years. And each year we went to Chicago for a big national convention, and there was about 10,000 women and about 100 men. And it was a very interesting and glorious time, and we learned all about the new products, et cetera, et cetera. But they always had a really great guest speaker. And several years ago, probably, I'd say about 16 or so years ago, there was one guest speaker, and I've never caught her name. She changed my life because she started to talk about how we can think about all the positive things and be grateful for all that is in our lives. And then she said, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking this is for your husbands, right? Because if they just could do that, everything would be okay. And everybody laughed, because we probably are all were thinking that. But then she thought, this is not for your husband, this is for you. Because you can't change someone else, you can only change yourself. When you put gratitude first, life changes. And it really has changed my life. When I started to focus on the good, the love, and the gratitude in my life. And so I have this great quote from theologian Bob Dylan. Gonna change my way of thinking, make myself a different set of rules, gonna put my good foot forward and stop being influenced by fools. God is in Bob Dylan, God is in gratitude, God is in all things. God is in music. We experience this weekly here in our worship space, but we also experience music outside of this space all week long in our cars, in our homes, on TV, in jingles that we hear on TV. We experience God in music. This past week, 8 of us went to Drew University Summer Music of Summer Music Institute. There we go. I got the words in the right order. And we experienced that God is in all kinds of music. All kinds. God is in our action. As Methodists, we are to build a meaningful relationship with God, but it's not complete without building a relationship with other human beings in the world. God is in our compassion. God is in our loving others. God is in our loving the earth. God is in our social action. God is in our ritual of Holy Communion, which started out as a Passover meal and became much more to Christ followers. God is in the ritual of Holy Communion because a simple cup and a simple piece of bread reminds us to remember and re-remember and re-remember that Jesus is with us. God is always with us. God is with us in our ordinary meals. We remember Jesus in our ordinary meals and know that God is with us because we share a cup, we drink of a cup, and quite often we have bread. And God is with the community that sits around a table, whether they're new friends or new family or old family. God is in that time. God is in that conversation. God is in the food. God is in the vegetables and fruits that we eat that are from the earth. God is in. God is in our successes and failures. We are on the cusp of the next thing in our congregation. So let's continue to listen to the Holy Spirit and trust that God is in it all. God is in the message of love. God is in all our welcome. God is in immigrants and refugees' welcome. God is in it all. Let's celebrate God's presence in our ministry here in this little corner of Syracuse and this little corner of the world. And let's celebrate God's presence in our lives in and out of this beautiful sanctuary. I'd like to close with a quote from Beth Richardson's book, and she's referring to her grandfather in this quote, but for me, this could also work for our congregation. God is in the legacy of generosity and gentleness passed on to children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. God is in the values and memories, the stories that live in our hearts. God is in all of life, all of me, all of us. And I just have to close with a prayer because I love this author so much and her words are so together. So will you pray with me as we close this time? God with us at waking. God with us at noontime. God with us at evening. God with us in sleeping. God in us at waking. God in us at noontime. God in us at evening. God in us in sleeping. God's hands, our hands. God's feet, our feet. God's mouth, our mouth. God's heart, our heart. God's blessing, our blessing. God's blessing, your blessing. God's blessing, all blessings. God's blessing for all the world. Amen.